Increasingly, it's in danger of becoming fish to extinction. A company from the American state of Massachusetts says it's turning to science to keep salmon stocks plentiful, namely by using genetic engineering.
You can feed less to the fish and you can still produce the protein that makes a very healthy product for the population to be consuming.
The process is twofold. First, a gene from another fish is inserted in the salmon to induce it to grow year-round. Then, the salmon is given a dose of growth hormone. The result? Bigger fish, ready for market in half the time. 17 months instead.
To assist with large construction projects. An op-ed in New York Times says, quote, we have absolutely no reason to be worried about these giant crabs at all. And they do seem as if they'll be very helpful, don't they?
Yes, I don't see why we should be concerned. The scientists who created these huge super crabs have promised there's no way for them to get out of their constraints and turn on their human masters.
Yeah, I trust the scientists. Yes. They know what they're doing.
You know, these crabs are going to be great for America's construction projects because I've read that these crabs are so strong that they can lift and throw objects as large as cars and passenger
trains. Absolutely.
Instead of 30. Earlier this month, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration said the GE salmon doesn't pose any reasonable risk to people who eat it. But critics have lined up in hopes of blocking its sale to the public. They had a chance on Monday to tell their side to federal regulators.
They haven't done long-term studies on the health effects. They haven't properly looked into the allergic reactions that people may have to this fish. And many other GE foods have caused severe allergic reactions.
The critics' other fear that one of these modified fish will escape into the wild and either crowd out or breed with non-modified salmon.
Yards.
Wow.
That is going to be so helpful in melting down loose debris on construction sites.
The Wall Street Journal thinks that they are going to be a huge boost to the economy.
Oh, absolutely.
I can see the headlines now. Giant crabs descend upon Detroit, rebuild failing infrastructure, and revitalize
that would be so grand.
As I'm sure you read, the crab's inventor, Dr. Lester Murdoch, told Time magazine, "My army of super crabs will change the world forever. All shall know the name of Dr. Lester Murdoch."
youth. Original man, little rank, you think if I do number one champion song, Nick Tack song, you get a song, you run number one champion song. Boom, shot, 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 shot. Introducing to you. Introducing to you. Just like Saturday, John, don't tell that. Introducing to you. Original man, little rank, you think if I do number one champion song, Nick Tack song, you get a song, you run number one champion song. Boom, shot, shot, shot.
After meeting you about a call for a hand, it would have made anybody else bitter and vengeful, but not him. He went on to give us giant, marvelous crabs.
But some people aren't so sure. There's a letter to the editor in the Washington Post today from a mild-mannered mathematician with an attractive female assistant, saying that we should be very careful not to allow our hubris to make us think that we can ever totally control nature.
Ridiculous. I've had enough of these naysayers.
Oh, they just love stopping progress.
And the research has shown that these crabs are unusually intelligent.
Oh, did you hear about the baby crab that solved the Rubik's Cube?
The drug was administered in a drink of water given at the start of each day's exercise. 25 minutes later, the first effects of the drug became apparent. The men began to relax and
begin. The escape is unlikely,
but
this
man was more seriously affected and had to be removed from the exercise. After 35 minutes, one of the radio operators had become incapable of using his set, and the efficiency of the rocket launcher team was also very impaired.
They had a chance on Monday to tell their side to federal regulators.
They haven't done long-term studies on the health effects.
10 minutes later, the attacking section had lost all sense of urgency. Notice the bunching and indecision as they enter a wood occupied by the enemy. Almost immediately, the section commander tried to use a map to find the location of troop headquarters, and a prisoner's escort had to have the way pointed out.
And the research has shown that these crabs are unusually intelligent.
Oh, did you hear about the baby crab that solved the Rubik's Cube that a security guard had left on the table? That's a smart crab.
Leslie, you're going to see the first public unveiling of the largest of the crabs tomorrow, the queen crab in New York City. Is that right?
Yes. We'll be crowded into the thousands down there in Times Square.
You are the luckiest person.
Thank you. We're all going to be cheering. There's going to be a lot of flash photography.
I'm sure the crabs are going to love all that attention.
immediately, the section commander tried to use a map to find the location of troop headquarters, and a prisoner's escort had to have the way pointed out to him, although it was in plain sight, 700 yards away over open country. 50 minutes after taking the drug, radio communication had become difficult, if not impossible, but the men are still capable of sustained physical effort. However, constructive action was still attempted by those retaining a sense of responsibility in spite of physical symptoms.
Fish will escape into the wild and either crowd out or breed with non-modified salmon. The company says escape is unlikely and that its fish will be sterile. The critics have another fear, that a decision to allow salmon sales will lead one day to the sale of genetically engineered beef and pork, and there's nothing in U.S. law requiring those products to be labeled as such. Already, some consumers say they won't knowingly eat modified foods. That presents another problem for a company that's been working on this for nearly two decades and believes there's big money in big salmon. Rosalind Jordan, Al Jazeera.
Okay, WCOM Radio, I'm furious. It's 10:15 Thursday night, and we are into the furious hour. We've been spotlighting genetically modified crabs and salmon, and those folks who dabble into the real witchcraft out there, biotechnology. We do this every Thursday on micropowered community-based radio, underground, revolutionary stuff, plus some fun new hip-hop in the background there, some new stuff, including from yesterday. Patterns and Grid from Flying Lotus. This is some new stuff from Alex B. I'll be back. I'm furious.
building around Senate candidate Christine O'Donnell the way Christine O'Donnell used to circle around anyone with a video camera. I mean, controversial clips are popping up all over the place, and Bill Maher has threatened that more are on the way.
I have 22 episodes. Christine, if you're watching, you need to come on this show. If you don't come on this show, I'm going to show a clip every week.
Bill, you cannot do that. It'll take time away from Ashton Kutcher discussing credit default swaps. So no surprise, Bill O'Reilly is taking the high road.
I'm trying to be fair to Christine O'Donnell. She's been on this program a number of times, and we have some kind of crazy stuff that she said. We're not going to play it yet. I'm not in the business to injure her.
You see, Bill knows how hurtful it is to have a clip of yourself played out of context. Do it live!
It's a crazy, crazy choice later, okay? let's go to it. Let's go to number eight, okay? This is the current Republican candidate for Senate in Delaware talking about masturbating.
My name is Christine O'Donnell. I am the president and founder of The Salt. The SALT stands for the Savior's Alliance for Lifting the Truth. We choose sexual purity in our lives. We have God-given sexual desires, and we need to understand them and preserve them to be used in God's appropriate context. We need to address sexuality with young people, and masturbation is part of sexuality. It is important to discuss this from a moral point of view.
Masturbation is a selfish act, and it's a lustful one, and we are to walk with pure hearts, not adulterous, lusting hearts.
And the Bible is clear in the fact that it says that any sexual act outside of the realm of marriage is wrong.
The Bible says that lust in your heart is committing adultery. So you can't masturbate without lust. The reason that you don't tell them that masturbation is the answer to AIDS and all these other problems that come with sex outside of marriage is because, again, it is not addressing the issue. You're going to be pleasing
them. American scientific companies are crossbreeding humans and animals and coming up with mice with fully functioning human brains.
But 1 hour and 10 minutes off taking the drug, with one man climbing a tree to feed the birds, the troop commander gave up, admitting that he could no longer control himself or his men.
Space time jumper, teleport passive, land like a cat. true B-boy fashion. Always on the fours to the techniques each. Hold to the beats while we storm up the beach. All I wanna do is wanna do is wanna do. All I wanna do is wanna do is wanna do. Throw their hands up in the air. Throw their hands up in the air. I bleed petrol. We let go so the beats can control. Move real slow, like I'm sipping scissor. Land of the Oaks, teamed up with the blizzard. Bump for the future, here comes the rooster. Melanet man, so always feel super. Duper deluxe, bass neck with the cuts. Live from Babylon, a double double D. The girls go nuts, the boys go nuts. But none can touch what the king dreamed up. Your team dreamed up, my team too gritty. Writing on walls till we deep ball city. We 360, you 45. Now we see who keep the party live. Gon' give it up, cause your boy get caught. If you really feel fly, gon' put your hands up.
The reason that you got
God,
honey, you're not even like one-fourth of his size.
He's got a lot more. The Bible says that lust in your heart is committing adultery. So you can't masturbate without lust. The reason that you don't tell him that masturbation is the answer to AIDS and all these other problems that come with it.
You're gonna watch this.
Thank you.
Almost immediately, the section commander tried to use a map to find the location of troop headquarters, and the prisoner's escort had to have the way pointed out to him, although it was in plain sight, 700 yards away over open country. 50 minutes after taking the drug, radio communication had become difficult, if not impossible, but the men are still capable of sustained physical effort. However, constructive action was still attempted by those retaining a sense of responsibility in spite of physical difficulty. With 1 hour and 10 minutes after taking the drug, with one man completely freed...
Tea Party favorite Christine O'Donnell clinched the Republican nomination for senator from Delaware. Man, she's like an East Coast Sarah Palin, or like a less slutty Rachel Ray, or like a non-masturbating version of former Delaware Senator Joe Biden. That's right, Biden. I just said you ride the Amtrak, if you know what I mean.
GOP.
Sort of a battle for the soul of the Republican Party.
A battle for the soul! Too bad we can't solve it the old-fashioned way. You know, John Boehner already beat the devil in one of those years ago. That's how he earned his solid gold.
Supplied by the enemy. Almost immediately, the section commander tried to use a map to find the location of troop headquarters, and a prisoner's escort had to have the way pointed out to him, although it was in plain sight, 700 yards away over open country. 50 minutes after taking the drug, radio communication had become difficult, if not impossible, but the men are still capable of sustained physical effort. However, constructive action was still attempted by those retaining a sense of responsibility, in spite of physical symptoms. But 1 hour and 10 minutes after taking the drug, with one man climbing a tree to feed the birds, the troop commander gave up, admitting that he could no longer control himself or his men.
Black. It's Karl Rove, the brain, the architect, the Frank Lloyd Wright wing of the Republican Party.
How are you?
Well, it wouldn't be prudent of me either to get into a tussle with Karl Rove and say, what the heck, let's go and do it. Karl Rove's vicious and really inconsistent response last night to completely tone deaf.
I think it's so quick to pass judgment and to say she can't win the race.
Are you gonna let the pretty girls in high school tell you you can't sit at their table? This is your cafeteria, Carl!
body of ladies.
Yes.
Skinny, wonderful man.
Because again, it is not dressing the issue. You're gonna be pleasing each other. And if he already knows what pleases him and he can please himself, then why am I in the
picture? We got a show for tonight. Our guest tonight, so exciting.
You know what would make me happy?
Tonight, I bring you the actual announcement! But first, if I may, how did we get here? We live in troubled times with real people facing very real problems. Problems that have real, if imperfect, solutions. That I believe 70 to 80% of our population could agree to try and could ultimately live with. Unfortunately, the conversation and process is controlled by the other 15 to 20%. You may know them as the people who believe that Obama is a secret Muslim planning a socialist takeover of America so he can force his radical black liberation Christianity down our throats. Or that George Bush let 9/11 happen to help pad Dick Cheney's Halliburton stock portfolio. You've seen their signs. Obama is Hitler. Bush is Hitler. What's the problem, people? Do you have...
Mm-hmm.
Fresh beer.
You serious?
Now! Now! Holy darn, you son of a bitch!
Seizing on that momentum, decided he wanted to host a rally. So he proclaims it, and then Colbert decides, well, I'm going to have my own rally while Jon Stewart's on the show. So take a look.
It is on October 30th on the Mall, because now is not the time to take it down a notch. Now is the time for all good men to freak out for freedom.
I heard about your march to keep fear alive, Stephen Colbert. You will see me on the Washington Mall on October 30th.
They're obviously having some fun at his expense. Now, The Daily Show, coincidentally, will be in Washington during the time of the scheduled march.
WCOM Radio, I'm Furious George. Thanks for listening. I'll be back next week. Stick around. DJ Grizz is here. DJ Slick Nick is here.
And Lethal Leslie's here.
I'm Furious. We'll be back. And make sure you do what you do there. Supporting Micro-Powered Radio. We're at 103.5 FM and WCOMFM.org. Stick around.